Excuse me a second. Can I ask you three, that you were given a choice there to work with an iPad or to go and get a laptop, yeah, or paper. So some you two have gone and got a laptop. Can I ask you why you've done that? Why have you chosen to use a laptop? I see you've still got the iPad as well.
Yeah.
But why have you gone for the laptop too?
Well, we're looking up information in the laptop and we're just writing it down on the iPad.
Oh, so you're just using... It's almost like two devices is giving you...
We're also going to look up some photos to help us.
Mm-hmm. So it wasn't for any particular reason that you're preferring to use a keyboard or anything like that?
No.
No?
There's a paper app on iPad, so you can use iPad and paper.
Oh, so you can use that?
Sometime, yeah.
So could you not have just done your research on the iPad and written on the iPad? Or is it better to have more than one device?
Better if I had on the laptop, because we could just go off and on the iPad and use up all the battery, but on the laptop we can be on the iPad and the laptop at the same time.
Okay, so that's so there was no specific reason as to why you've gone for the laptop. I just thought you might have preferred to stay with the device, the touch device, but you've got the laptop working and it's doing the job.
Yeah.
So do you think it's easy for you to make the decisions about what device to use when? Are you given the freedom to do that in school in your classroom?
Yeah.
So you're given the freedom to make the choice about what you should use.
Yeah.
Okay. And so as you've done here, you just say, right, okay, we'll use a laptop for this, and we could use the iPad as well. So you're using them together.
Yeah.
Fine. Thank you.